Zeis Torah Zevach HaShlomim. You find both in the Medrash Rabbah and the Medrash Tanchuma, that's Mavur, that Shlomim are Meyucha to Bnei Yisrael, only to Yidin. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Yivarech is Hamay Basholim. Bnei Noyach, even if they're Noyder Shlomim, but we're Makrev it not as Shlomim, but as Eilis. What's the reason? Why? Is Shlomim something which is shayach particularly to Klal Yisrael and Goyim are mufkoim from it? So I saw Reb Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Sifsei Chaim and Chumash. So he's masbir. That's because Shlomim you find both in the Sina and the Kabbalah. You're makriv the imurim to Rabbi Nishal Olam. That's the chelak and the Sina. And the Bailam get the Bosar. The Bailam are mekabel and get the Bosar. There's a Nesina and a Kabbalah. That means you find the derech of avodah, of worshiping the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is at the same time in the Sina and the Kabbalah. So, Dr. Chaim Friedlander, by goyim you don't have the avodah of goyim is purely in the Sina. There's no such thing as an elam hazadik Kabbalah that you're getting something mundane, you're getting something physical, and it should have something to do with avodah to God. Right? By Klali, that's like you find who are the religious. They're the ones who are off in a monastery someplace separate from the world. They separate themselves from any kesher to the world. By Klal Yisrael, we don't separate ourselves from a kesher to the world. We dafka have a kesher to the world. And on the contrary, our mekadesh, this kesher to the world, through our avodah, that even what we receive is also included in avodah Hashem. The distinction between shlomim and oila is that oila has in it both in the Sina and the Kabbalah. Shlomim has in it a Nesina and a Kabbalah. Oila is purely in the Sina. It's all Oila Lashem. A Goy has a Musag of Oila. A Musag of Shlomim by a Goy is Nishto Azazach. Goy is Mufka from that. Hence, even if a Goy thinks he wants to bring, he says he's bringing a Shlomim, at best what it can be is only an Oila. A Goy can only have Nesina. Goy's mufka from this idea that something with religion should have to do also not only with giving, but also with physical receiving. This is Dr. Chaim Friedlander. L'chura, we could be masberit a different way, this distinction between shlomim and oila. And I understood this, I think, mitoich what the Sfasema says. Now, if you look in Rashi, in Parshas Vayikra, Rashi explains that it's called Shlomim because it's Matil Shalom Ba'olam. And she says two things. First, he says it's Matil Shalom Ba'olam. And then he says, Dover Acher, Sheyesh Le Mizbeach Vela Ba'olam. Now, so what Reb Chaim Friedlander says fits in nicely with Sheyesh Le Mizbeach Vela Ba'olam. It has both Le Mizbeach, which is the Nesina, and the Ba'olam, which is the Kabbalah. So there, that could bear Reb Chaim Friedlander's pshat. But the first Pshat Rashi says, not so much. The first Pshat is what? Shematil and Shalom Ba'olam. Matil and Shalom Ba'olam. So it's called a Shlomim because it's Matil Shalom Ba'olam. Let's understand what that would mean. Shlomim is being darshaned in the sense here of Shlemus. Shlomim is coming from Shlemus. And that's the aside of being Matil Shalom Ba'olam. What does that mean? Da'atollah Shalom. It's Ma'achet everything. The Shlomim is ma'achet everything to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and is ma'achet the Briya. It's brought not for a chet. It's brought as a Shlomim to bring to be miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And from that, the whole Briya becomes a Dover Echad, which is like the second Pshat of Rashi. The second Pshat of Rashi, what does it mean? The Bailam have and the Mizbeach has. What does that mean? It's a harmonious thing. Shlomim means, Shalom means, that say Klal Yisrael only has it. Hashem Yivarech Hazam Shalom. Shalom is a concept of harmony. Shalom doesn't mean a lack of war, peace. Shalom means harmony. Shalom means harmony. At the end of the Bria, the Bria Sa'olam, so it says, whereas Rashi all the time said, Takin, Vayar Lekim Kitoiv, is Tav, right? But by the end of the Bria, so everything is Kosher Barba, he did Toiv Ma'oid. Right. The Targum is Mishana and doesn't say Tav Lachada, which is Ma'oid, but it says Takin Lachada. Takin means harmonious, that everything is takin, it all works together. The whole Bria constitutes one mehus, one metzius of Kved Hashem, the entire Bria. A person brings a Karban Shlomim, that the Karban Shlomim is Matil Shalom Ba'olam, because the person in Olam Hazeh brings a Shlomim, is aware of everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Nesinas and Kabbalahs, what he gets, and he's giving to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like the second Pshat in Rashi. That's also the first Pshat in Rashi. It's Matil Shalom Ba'olam. It makes the world, it contributes to the harmonious function and nature of the world. That's what Matil and Shalom is. Now, who has this yesod that shlomim has to do with shleimus? We were masbir in a different place. We may have spoken about it. That you find when Klal Yisrael had the brachas and hargrizim and the klolas and harevel, so they were makriv of shlomim, and the shlomim was brought dafka and harevel, which is l'chayr k'neged asechel. Harevel is where the klolas are. I would have thought that shlomim should be brought where the brachas were. So we explained that the taich of the klolas is not punishment for punishment's sake. That's by a goy. By a yid, like we say over all the time from Rav Tzadok HaKoyen, Kol HaMachla Shel Asamti Al Mitzrayim Le'osim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha. You'll have the machlas, but it's a mahalach of Ani Hashem Reifecha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is pushing you back on the proper road. When you veer, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam pushes you back. And that's the tachlis of Einshin, that's the tachlis of the klolas. The ultimate guarantee of the nitzchiyus and shleimus of Klal Yisrael is the klolas, not the brachas. Because mitzad the brachas, when you're good, you get the brachas. Could be when you're bad, you lose the brachas. It's the klolas that come, that when you veer from the path, the Rebbeinu Shalom will give you a little patch and put you back on the proper derech. That guarantees the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. That guarantees that it wasn't just, okay, you were good, you got a prize, you won't be good, you'll lose the prize. That guarantees the shleimus and the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. Hence shlomim, which is a karma, which connotes shleimus, that's specifically brought in Harevel, and it's not brought in not in Hargriz. This concept of the world being Shalem, that everything in the world is Dvar Hashem, both the obviously the spiritual things in the world and what we give to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the physical things in the world which we receive from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything is for and from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything you have is from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Everything you have is for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because it's there for you to use it, for you to utilize it to be Marvik Vaychamayim. That concept is a concept only by a yid. We find Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu said he has enough, he has everything, Yaakov Avinu said, Yesh li koil. Esav HaRosha didn't say Yesh li koil, Esav said Yesh li roiv. The difference between roiv and koil, roiv is a multitude of yechidim, a multitude of separate things. Koil is a klal. Koil is Yesh li koil, I have everything, I have a shleimus. This idea of viewing the whole Bria as a koil, yeshli koil, that's something which is miyuchat to Yaakov Avinu. Esav, the goy, is mufka from that. Esav has every single thing that he has as a separate entity. So if he has a multitude of those separate entities, he has a rabim, he has a rive of that separate entity. Yaakov Avinu says yeshli koil, Esav HaRosha says yeshli rive. The idea of shlomim, of a shleimus in the Bria, that the whole Bria is a Bria Achas, everything, Lamala, Lamata, Ruchni, Gashmi, it's all the Rotz Hashem. Whether we see it, it's clearly, or whether we don't see it as clearly, that's a musig that only a Yid has. Hence, a Yid can bring a Karban Shlomim. A Goy doesn't have that musig. A Goy doesn't have a musig of the, isn't coming from that perception of the world as being one Heftza of Dvar Hashem. By a Goy, he's there. He does his, you can do your thing for your God. You can do your thing for your God, and then you have your world, which has nothing to do with it. Everything is separate. Your car is one thing, your house is another thing, your money is a third thing, your family is a fourth thing. Every single thing is a separate thing, yeshli roiv. But shlomim, a shlomim, which is the entirety and the shleimus of the thing, a goy doesn't have that. Hence, a goy cannot bring a korban shlomim. Only a Yid can bring a Karban Shlomim. A guy can only bring an Eilam. A guy can only have this Avodah. There's something that I give up totally to God. That a guy could have. But that the world and my physical world and everything is one harmonious Heftz of Rotz and Hashem. A guy is Mufka from that. Therefore, a guy does not have Shlomim. It's also the reason why a guy is Mufka from Shabbos. Shabbos, like we mentioned the Targum before, after the Bria was finished, What did it say? Takin lachado, the Targum says. Takin, it's harmonious. One harmonious functioning of the world. Takin lachado, that's the world. That idea of takin lachado, that Shabbos is a celebration of the unity of the world and everything in the world is there by Nishalalam. That idea that the entire world is one klal, a kol, a klal of Ratzon Hashem and Shabbos Kodesh, that's something which only a Yid could have a Muslim. A goy, if a goy is mayes to think he could do, he have a shaykhis to that, akum sheshovas chayav misa. A goy is mufka, the tachlis hafka, a goy is mufka from that. The yesod of a yid, the yesod of Shabbos, the yesod of a shlomim, is that everything is derbay nishalelem. The yesod is that everything works harmoniously from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. The Rabbi Nishalaylam governs everything. There's a line, don't know what the mocker is, some chassidish thing, but it really brings out this yesod in a very poignant way, in a very beautiful way. It says, don't tell the Rabbi Nishalaylam how big your tzaras is. Tell your tzaras how big the Rabbi Nishalaylam is. The Eibishter is all-encompassing. Everything that you see is the Rabbi Nishalaylam. If something is bad is happening to you, it's what the Eibishter pushing you back on the track. Learn from it. Do what you're supposed to, and you get back on the track. The Eibishter, just like he can give Chas V'Shalom Tzaras, the Eibishter can keherify and take away Tzaras. If we learn from it, Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha, then we realize and we live with this belief that it's cold and everything is from the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We realize we grace the Rabbi Nishalaylam is, then that minimizes all our tzaras. We have a shlomim, the Yad Sod of Korban Shlomim is a shleimus and the Bria. You have a Shabbos Kodesh, the Yisod of Shabbos Kodesh is a shleimus of the Bria. You have a Shabbos HaGodl before Pesach, where you're coming to the birth of Klal Yisrael, the birth of this Ummah that has this special kesher with the Rabbi Nishalaylam of Yeshli Koil and has the Matana Toiva of Shabbos Kodesh, which a goy is mufka from all of that. Yirotzen, we should take that, and with the Yavoid of Shabbos HaGodl and of Pesach, should be zeicha to the Geula Shleima v'mehera v'yameinu Amen.